This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we visit with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois, where this week Mike looks at making more margin when making more milk.
Today's feed form featuring 65 cents per hundredweight of milk. And why do we have that topic? Well, just recently we saw a new data that came from the California-based Genske, Mulder and Company certified public accountants. And what this firm does is it monitors milk profitability margins around the United States and makes quarterly reports. And what I'm going to present today is the first three quarters, basically for 2018. And what they looked at here is that margins, they looked at various places. Washington had the best situation. They only lost, believe it or not, 6.8%, or an average loss per farm of $934,000. Arizona had the worst record that they had there. They lost 15.2%, which amounted to $1.3 million that occurred in that three-quarter time period. Where else did they look? California, Colorado, Idaho, Texas, certainly the upper and lower Midwest, which includes Illinois, and the Northeast. Northeast had the worst percentage, minus 21%, but because of small herd sizes, the amount of dollars lost was not as significant. Here's the message, though, Bill, and that is if you average all these records together, the average cow lost 65 cents per 100 pounds on those farms. And so the question our dairy farmers are asking, where do I find 65 cents on the dairy farm? So there are some possible solutions. We either have to look, the big picture is very simple, Bill. Either you have to get a higher milk price, and it looks like in late 2019 that might be happening, which would really be good news for our dairy farmers, or cut costs. And, of course, in many cases, we've cut costs about as tight as we can. So let's look at a couple other alternatives as well. First of all, if I can increase butterfat test, milk fat test on my dairy herds, let's say they're averaging 3.7, I go to 3.9. That 0.2% increase, that'll give me about an extra 25 or 30 cents per hundred weight that I'll get as a premium. Milk protein should come up with that as well. Typically, that'd be another 5 to 7 cents. Another one is somatic cell count. That's milk quality indices. Now, a number of areas in the United States, they've dropped those payments, but certainly here in the Midwest, they're very viable. And so somatic cell count, you can get typically 30 cents if you stay below the target number established by the milk processor or co-op. If it's a cheese company, they'll even double that number because higher quality milk produces more cheese as far as that goes. Even if you do not get that benefit, be well aware, new research says for every 100,000 drop in somatic cell count, you can expect 3 to 5 pounds more milk. So that means more milk per cow. If you look at income over feed costs, that 5 pounds of milk will give you somewhere around 35% extra income over feed cost. So again, you can see how you can try to build yourself getting closer to that 65 cents per cow per day. Feed additives are always on the bubble. Feed additives can cost anywhere from 10 or 15 cents for your package on farms. But be careful, many of these feed additives return a 3 to 5 return. So in other words, if you spend 5 cents on a feed additive and you pull that out, you save the nickel, but then you lose 25 cents in performance on the animal. Amino acids and added fats can be expensive, anywhere from 20 to 30 cents per day in the ration. Certainly labor, we just saw new numbers came out. Labor this last year went up 6%, so there's another cost. Is there a way to work on labor as well? So the bottom line is that certainly we never give up milk. We always make more margin when we have more milk on our animals, but be very careful with strategic changes you implement on your farm to find that 65 cents. Thanks. Have a great day.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Although the dairy economy continues to be a challenge, producers continue to produce quality milk. Kroger Company Supply Chain Director Mike Brown says that's great news for consumers.
I think the thing that we really appreciate is what we've seen happen on the farm with milk quality. Our cheese is better quality. Our milk is better quality. You can really see a difference from 15 years ago on the product the American dairy producer makes. It's better.
Coming up on Monday, Jerry Dreyer, analyst with JDG Consulting, reports on his latest dairy price projections. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.